If most pre-K classes are like the ones at College Heights Early Learning Center in Decatur, they're noisy. But everyone in this class has a task. Ms. Williams Cooper's pre-K class is working in groups. She's guiding a group of four children through a science experiment. She's about to add dish soap to a mixture of milk and food coloring. But first,
so I want you to draw your hypothesis, what you think will happen next time. Lucas, what did you say you think will happen?
When the soap is added, the mixture spreads out to the sides of the container. But Williams Cooper doesn't just let her students ooh and ah. She prods them to reflect.
I'm going to ask each one of you, was your hypothesis correct? Mia, was your hypothesis or your prediction correct?
Yes, because it went out to the side.
Okay. What about you?
Research on the effectiveness of pre-K programs is somewhat mixed. Several studies suggest universal programs like Georgia's can eventually lead to higher graduation rates and even higher per capita earnings. But other studies show the pre-K advantage can wear off as early as the end of kindergarten. Bobby Cagle heads Georgia's Early Care and Learning Department. He says one way the state is trying to address that kind of fade-out is by developing a way to assess students entering kindergarten.
This is teachers using national norms for what development a child should be exhibiting at that age and evaluating the child against those norms so that then you can turn around and differentiate instruction. You can provide the special skills that those kids need to get them where they need to be.
Stacy French Lee directs the Child Development Program at Georgia State University. She says the state's efforts to build continuity in the early years could also help.
Recently in the state of Georgia, we have developed Georgia Early Learning Development Standards, and those are for children from birth through pre-K, but they're also in alignment with the K through 12 standards. So that is a way that to keep this this learning connected.
Back at College Heights, there's evidence those standards are taking hold. In Ms. Mansfield's class, 5-year-old Bryce heads to the writing center and takes out a big book she's been working on. She explains she wants to be an artist and says that means drawing pictures with lots of lines in them, like horizontal ones.
Horizontal means a line across, like this. That's a horizontal line.
You're exactly right. Did you learn that in school?
Yes.
Of course, every program isn't a College Heights. In addition to its pre-K classes, it houses programs for 0 to 3-year-olds. It's also the school President Obama visited when he came to Georgia to promote his Pre-K for All proposal. And state officials say there's always room for improvement. Again, Bobby Cagle.
If a research study comes back with only glowing remarks, I don't think that's a complete study. We look for those things that we can improve on. And any study that doesn't do that, I don't think, has done real service to the state.
Cagle would also like to expand the program so it could at least accommodate the 6,000 children on this year's waiting list. But that costs money. The lottery-funded program suffered significant cuts in 2011 when revenues trailed demand. Although some of those cuts have been restored, the program still costs $315 million a year to run. Cagle says expanding it would cost an additional $150 to $200 million a year. Martha Dalton, WABE News.